Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Car 5 Podcast.
What's going on, everybody? Thank you so much for joining me today for episode number 127 of the Car 5 Podcast. You guys know me, of course. I'm your host, Joshua. For today's episode, we're going to be talking about how Porsche and Star Wars are actually developing a new partnership in which Porsche is actually going to be doing some designing for the brand new Star Wars movie that's actually coming out. So a question I want to ask, because I find it very interesting, is Porsche getting involved in the world of aircraft or the aircraft game? Here's why I'm wondering this, and don't get me wrong, I'm not complaining. If Porsche came out with an airplane, I think that'd be absolutely awesome, or a jet of some sort. But let's look at the facts and let's think about it. First, Porsche announced, along with Boeing, they announced as well, Porsche and Boeing are coming together via a kind of a handshake deal partnership of creating an electric vertical takeoff and landing aircraft that's going to have urban use, taking people from one side of town to another. Legitimately creating an aircraft that's electric that has a pretty unique takeoff and landing system. That's part number one. Part number two is Porsche recently announced their partnership with Disney / Lucasfilms, however you prefer to say it, for the brand new Star Wars movie, in which they are designing a starship, which what I believe to be one of the main starships in the newest Star Wars movie. So you have kind of aircraft design and actual aircraft design / engineering with Boeing. You know, maybe it's just me, but it kind of sounds like they're getting their eyes dotted and their T's crossed, maybe getting some experience because they're going to start doing aircraft development. I don't know. That's just a quick side note, kind of thinking outside of the box. But what do we actually have going on here with Porsche and Star Wars? What is this collaboration they got going on? Well, you guys know me. I like to get information from the source. So I do have a couple quotes here. The very first one is actually from Porsche via their Instagram name, which, by the way, is just at Porsche on Instagram. And they did make a post. And what they said was, and I quote, "Sports cars from Germany and ships from a galaxy far, far away. Two seemingly distant worlds united by shared belief in the power of design are about to become one." Which is quite literally saying, we're going to make a Porsche-designed starship for the brand new Star Wars movie. Which, I don't know how much more legit you can get in terms of design. Second quote I have, which is actually coming from Mr. Michael Maurer, who's a vice president of style at Porsche AG. And he says, "Developing a spacecraft with clear Porsche design DNA is exciting and challenging. Even though they do not seem to share many elements at first glance, both worlds have a similar design philosophy. The close collaboration with the Star Wars design team, it inspires and fascinates us. I'm sure that both sides can draw major benefit with this exchange." Mr. Michael Maurer, I 100% believe you when you say both parties can benefit from this exchange. I mean, let's be honest here. Porsche is now affiliated with Star Wars. They can say, yeah, you know that starship, that awesome starship you saw flying around in the new Star Wars movie? Yeah, we made that. It's not like Porsche needs any more PR as it is. The entire world basically knows who they are, and they have a heritage they stand behind. But now if they can just add on that little bit more to their resume of them saying, oh yeah, by the way, we're affiliated with Star Wars. That's not half bad. You can't get any more legit than that. Now, from a Star Wars standpoint, again, not that they need any PR than they already have, but for them to say, hey, we're also affiliated with Porsche in terms of design, one of the greatest design companies realistically ever to design their starships, that goes a long way as well. Meanwhile, this whole time, Porsche is in the midst of promoting their electric car, the Taycan, or Taycan. I still am probably saying that incorrectly. I go back and forth. We'll say Taycan for now. And when the world premiere launches for the new Star Wars movie, Porsche is going to have a Taycan at display there. So what is the process of this actually happening? What's the process of the collaboration and Porsche designing the new Starship for the Star Wars movie? How are they meeting together? What's going on? Well, what we have learned is Porsche designers will consistently meet with the Star Wars design team in San Francisco quite often. I don't know if there's an exact time frame that's been talked about, but basically quite often Porsche design team is going to meet with Star Wars design team to create a spacecraft with Porsche DNA, as they're calling it, in San Francisco, California. I think realistically they're probably meeting every single day about it, if not in person, maybe Skype or just video calling. But there's no question with a project this big that's going to get billions of views and raise billions of dollars, yeah, you can definitely believe they're going to be working on this every single day. This whole thing truly is amazing, and I really think this is an opportunity for Porsche to maybe expand their business, if not developing an aircraft of their own, but getting into aero design and aircraft design. But that's just me. Let me know what you guys think. That's the question I want to leave with you today. It's completely 100% awesome, and I'm glad to see Porsche has this affiliation with Star Wars. It's just another thing to tack on in terms of accomplishments. But what do you think Porsche is going to benefit from doing this? Do you think they actually might develop an aircraft, or do you think they might do aircraft design? Let me know what you guys think. That's all we have, actually, for episode number 127. Talking about the brand new partnership between Porsche and Star Wars. Don't forget to follow on Instagram. Don't forget to like on Facebook. If you guys are checking out the podcast for the first time, thank you so much for stopping by. I truly appreciate it. Feel free to head over to the YouTube channel as well, unless you're already watching on YouTube. If you are, bless your heart. Thank you. Feel free to just browse the channel. If you guys see what you like, hit that subscribe button. If you don't mind, leave a like on this video as well. You know, if you ever need anything from me, just shoot me an email, info@car5podcast.com. Don't forget to check out the link in the description, which is your guys' go-to source for the best car apparel out there. You're looking for your favorite hat, shirt, jacket, merchandise, accessory from your favorite car company, www.tlg.com. I got a coupon code for you guys as well. Last but most certainly not least, don't forget to tune in episode 128. We're going to be talking about pretty much the most innovative tire sensors of all time, Cerebrum sensors. Thank you so much, everyone, for tuning in. Please remember to drive safe and have a fantastic evening. Thank you.